Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting, one show at a time.
86 Productions.
WrestleMania special. You're in for a real treat tonight. We have two very special guests. We have Doug Holland and Travis Peterson to join Aaron Hughes and myself, Andrew Hughes, as we go over WrestleMania 30. So let's get right into the matches. So first off, we have AJ Lee versus everyone. So who's going to win this one, Travis?
I'm going to go with, it's a tough call, but with CM Punk's absence, I'm going to go with Tamina.
Ooh. All right. So, Doug, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Bella.
Which one?
Nope. That's it.
Okay.
No, if I have to choose, it's going to be Nikki, probably.
Nikki, she's the one dating John Cena?
No.
Nikki, I think, is dating Cena, so Bree's dating Daniel Bryan.
Right. Can we just refer to her as Brian Bella?
Yeah. Brian. How about that? Yeah, Brian Bella. I'm good with that.
Then I will go with Brian Bella.
Okay. Aaron, what do you got?
You know, I'm going to go different. I think Tamina is a very, very good choice, and she is probably the favorite. I'm going to go with AJ Lee, though. I think that they stack the odds against her enough to make it look that she'll look a lot more credible when she does win. So I'm going to go with AJ Lee.
I am actually going to go with AJ Punk. So we'll just go with that. But yeah, that's why I think, and like you said, they've stacked the deck against her. So I truthfully believe that she will win this match. This is what we call a WrestleMania pre-show that is not the pre-show.
Well, let's get into the actual pre-show match.
Well, pre-show match, I don't like this. I think this is a waste because the Usos just are the brand new tag champions, and they decide, hey, let's put them on the pre-show. Don't like it. But we got the Usos versus Ryback versus the Real Americans versus Los Matadores. So it's the pre-show. So, Doug, who do you think is going to win this?
I'm going to go with the current champions are going to retain in this one. I think it was very special for the Usos to win it, and I think it's too soon for them to lose.
All right. And Aaron, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with Doug, and you know, he made some really great points, and those are the exact reasons why I picked the Usos.
All right, Travis.
Usos, Cesaro's getting a big push. Real Americans are going to break up. So
actually, I do agree with that, and I will have to go with the Usos as well.
Oh, that means they're not going to win.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you've never
all four
of sure. Well, seriously, they're not going to give it to Ryback because those guys are pretty much done. The Real Americans, they're breaking up, and
well, maybe they'll give it to the Real Americans to add tension between the two.
Nah.
Hey, do you think Ryback's new motto is going to be "Feed me work"?
Feed me curtain jerkers, or what do you want to call them?
By the way, he was main eventing pay-per-views a little over a year ago. Just a little.
Oh, and he was facing CM Punk, right?
And now he's doing taxes.
Exactly.
All right, so what do we got next, Aaron? We got the Shield versus the Authority. And, of course, it's going to be the Authority, Kane, and the New Age Outlaws. So do you think the Usos are going to win this match, or do you think it's going to be the Shield? Doug?
Well, I know it's not going to be the Usos in this one, so I'm going to go with the Shield.
All right. And what do you think the Shield's going to win?
I think it's just going to be a continuation of a push for Roman Reigns. I think he's going to get the pinfall over Kane.
All right. Now, Travis, who do you think is going to win this?
Yeah, Doug hit it on the nose. It's going to be the Shield. Roman Reigns is getting the push. And, you know, I think everyone thought that the Shield was going to break up at some point, you know, this leading to it, but it looks like they're going to stand strong, so I'm going to stick with the Shield.
All right, Aaron, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm going to agree with them. I think Shield is going to win, but this is one of those matches that if Kane and the New Age Outlaws win, it wouldn't surprise me. And the main reason why, I think it would be way too quick to take a team that was a heel that you turned into a face and then have them break up by doing a heel turn. I think that'd be a little too quick. But it's WWE, and so you know that they do that type of stuff. So this is one. My money's on the Shield, but I would not be surprised here if Authority won.
I'm just going to let you guys know that Authority will win. And this is where we see the Ambrose and Rollins turn on Roman Reigns. So the Authority will win this match. That's my thoughts on it.
So that's going to be the push to make him a face.
Exactly, because I think he'll be more of a face then because he'll break away from the Shield And then they will look better because they'll say he was dead weight to us, blah, blah, blah. And they were so over that what better way when you're that over is to screw one guy over like that. So they would basically be giving Reigns the shaft. And I think it would be great for Roman Reigns if they're going to make a main eventer. If they're not, then when do you do it? No, so anyways, let's talk about the 30-man battle royale. So, Aaron, you want to pick a couple people in this one. So what are your thoughts?
It is 30 people. So, you know, you should have the main guy you think is going to win. And of course, a backup, you know, who you think could potentially win it. I think we'll probably all be in agreement here and we're all going to say Big Show. And I think Big Show is the fan favorite going in. But if I have to pick a secondary one, I think that they're going to use this to push somebody, and I think it's going to be the whatever his name is from NXT, the Alexei Rusev or whatever his name
Alexander.
Is.
Alexander.
Yeah, that guy. So the Russian guy. And so that's my second pick.
All right. So, Travis, what are your thoughts on this one?
My idea was Big Show being one. And then I thought a potential just coming back from injury and I think probably making him for another push is going to be Sheamus.
All right. And Doug?
I do agree. Big Show is being the favorite. And I kind of like Aaron's idea, but I'm going to go with a mystery because they still have three mystery people to announce yet. I'm going to say one of them is going to be it.
One of the mystery people. Okay.
Yep.
Well, I would love to see Zack Ryder win this, but of course we know that's not going to happen. So Alexander, whatever his name is from NXT, he's going to be the one that doesn't win it, but he's my second choice. My first pick is going to be a weirder one, and that is The Miz. The Miz will miss.
Go with Brad Maddox.
Oh, come on. Brad Maddox, come on. No
way. I'm
looking
at the picture right now of the 30 wrestlers, and they have three spots open. I just saw that Brad Maddox is in this match.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they bring someone back that hasn't been around for a while. You know, like Bruce the Barber Beefcake? You know, Bushwhackers? We haven't seen them in a while.
I thought he was dead. I thought they were both dead.
No, I think I think they're both alive.
I know. No, they're just Australian.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is going to be the weird one. Like I said, I believe that it's going to be The Miz winning, but if I had to pick a second choice, that's who it would be. Alexander. I think it's Rozov. Anyway, so next match, not going in order, of course. We are going to have John Cena versus Bray Wyatt. Now, Doug, who do you think is going to win this match?
This is a toughie, but I have loved this feud up till Monday Night Raw, and then when Cena showed up with the sheet mask on, I thought that was brilliant of him. But coming out of WrestleMania, I really think it's going to be Bray Wyatt.
All right. So, Travis, what are your thoughts on this match?
I'm going to agree with Doug on the terms of Bray Wyatt, but I think it's also because he's getting the push to, you know, be a main eventer, and beating Cena will put him over.
All right. And Aaron, your thoughts?
I agree with him. I think that Bray Wyatt winning would put him over, but I have a feeling, though, that this is going to be kind of like Hogan in the first 10 WrestleManias, where he was just fed opponents and he just kept winning. And so I'm going to go with John Cena. And I don't want to, because I think Bray Wyatt should win, but I think that John Cena is probably going to get the victory here.
I will disagree with you, Aaron. The reason why is because this will have a rough bump, because they teased the attitude adjustment was not done to one Bray Wyatt. So because of that, I'm calling it now. Bray Wyatt will win only because of that. But John Cena will get a couple attitude adjustments in on there. But yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Only because of that.
That's the only reason, because they saved that spot. Because if he did it on Raw, then you know for a fact Bray Wyatt's going to, you know, win. Or that he's going to win because of that. But by them waiting for that spot, there's going to be a ref bump. Probably as soon as he's doing the attitude adjustment. And then he's going to put him in the whatever it's called, the STF.
The STF.
What, I can't remember what he calls it now. But anyway, so he's going to put him in that, and then the Wyatt family's going to come in, beat him up, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, 1, 2, 3. So, anyway, so, of course, Brock Lesnar versus Undertaker is next. Aaron, What do you got?
Well, let me ask this much. I'm going to ask the panel. Does anyone here believe that Brock Lesnar is going to win?
No.
Okay. So I think that we're all in agreement here. Taker's streak is very important to the WWE, and he's going to hold on to this for – he's never going to lose the streak, I don't believe. So, I think that this is a pretty easy one to call here and that Undertaker's going
to
win.
Do you know what the odds are right now of Brock Lesnar winning, the betting
odds?
Wasn't
it like 30-1 or something like that?
It's 9-1 right now that Brock Lesnar wins. So if you put down $1, you get 9 in return. Realistically –
isn't it the opposite?
No.
Lesnar.
No, you're right.
Is 9-1. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I'm right.
I think they messed it up, though. I think they made, especially this last week, I think they made Lesnar look too weak coming into it. Whereas, because, I mean, everybody knows about the streak and, what sort of prestigious title Undertaker holds in the locker room with the company and everything else. And how weak they made Brock Lesnar look, over this last month of the promo.
I think that CM Punk, when he lost the title, he went after Undertaker and he said that that's a bigger title than the WWE title. And I kind of agree with that. But I think that Lesnar, they should not have focused so much on the streak. I actually think they should have focused more on the physicality of it and just that Lesnar wants to destroy the biggest name in the company and leave it at that. Don't even talk about the streak. Because I think when you talk about the streak, I think most people will look at that and go, yeah, he's obviously not going to lose.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He hasn't jumped, Brock Lesnar hasn't jumped in and just caused havoc. These last 2 weeks, it's been Taker who's had the strong hand and making Brock Lesnar look weak. I mean, that one F5 didn't suffice to the casket drop and, smashing him through a table like what Taker did.
Yeah.
Also, one thing to point out, if you guys remember at one of the UFCs when Lesnar was coming to the ring, him and Taker actually stared each other down and it was legit. They don't like each other. So I thought that was interesting. They didn't ask to borrow that footage because it was a good 5 seconds where they were locked eye to eye. And that was and Lesnar said he would never go back to the WWE. I'm just surprised they didn't pull that footage, but. Oh, well, whatever. So the next match we have is going to be Triple H versus Daniel Bryan. And, of course, whoever wins this match goes on to the WWE World Heavyweight Championship match. So, Doug, who's going to win this one, Triple H or Daniel Bryan?
I'm going to go with Daniel Bryan wins this one. I think it's just too much of a build-up to see him in the – or too much of a chance of a riot if they don't get him into the championship match.
All right, and Travis, what are your thoughts?
Daniel Bryan.
All right, and Aaron.
You do yours first.
I am going to say Daniel Bryan, mostly because the odds right now for Daniel Bryan, it's 1-25, and Triple H is 9-1. So if you go by betting odds, Daniel Bryan's definitely going to win, but I believe that Daniel Bryan will definitely win.
So the reason I wanted you to go first, I'm going to be a little bit of a contrarian here, and this is probably going to surprise a lot of people. I think that Daniel Bryan will be in the main event, but I think that this match might have something weird happen. It just doesn't feel right. With the way that Raw ended, Daniel Bryan was on top. He beat the crap out of Triple H, beat the crap out of Batista and Randy Orton. What I kind of think is going to happen here is that Daniel Bryan is – may get disqualified. Like, there's going to be some sort of tomfoolery where both of them get put into the main event where it becomes a fatal four-way. I could see that. Or the other option is that Triple H basically beats the ever-living crap out of Daniel Bryan, like with a chair or a kendo stick or something, says that he's not fit to compete, and then Triple H puts himself into that match. So I'm going to say Daniel Bryan, but I'm saying that there's going to be some tomfoolery.
I'm going to go on a different stroke, if you want to say that. You are right.
What'd you talk about, Andrew?
Exactly. You are right to a certain extent, Aaron. I'm just saying that there will be interference in this match, but it's going to make Daniel Bryan win.
Okay.
So I'll just leave it at that. So then, of course, the final match of the night we have is going to be Randy Orton versus Batista versus either Daniel Bryan or Triple H. So, Doug, what are your thoughts on this match?
I think this is going to be the end of New Orleans because I think Batista is going to win it all.
By the way, and did you guys watch the real quick? Did you guys see the press conference of what Batista did?
I have not yet.
Oh my gosh, you have to check it out. He was saying stuff and no, the crowd wasn't into it because they're press. So he actually would say something and he'd go like turn around to the podium, act like he was a fan. He would say Batista and then come back, say something and do that again. Like, yes, I only have one pair of skinny jeans, stuff like that. It was really interesting, something to check out, though. So go ahead, Aaron.
So, Doug, Batista, you're the first one to throw it out. I got to ask you, why do you think Batista?
Because I think WWE hates its fans.
All right. Well, we have that. That is established. But is there a storyline purpose? Like, what do you see with Batista winning?
Well, I just think it's one of those things. Like, let's give him the title now. Or Batista the title now. He's going to come back and – or just, like, he's going to do one of his tantrums on Monday night. And then since he's only – I don't know how long he's contracted. I think a year or for the rest of the year. But I think it's going to be one of those things where he throws a tantrum Monday night and just walks out on Raw. And then you have – Randy Orton versus Daniel Bryan again for the titles for the next pay-per-view.
Okay.
I think Batista's going to come in here. He's going to win the titles. And then since everybody's going to boo him and everything like that, he's going to just go to Raw. He'll be like, you know what? You don't want me here. Throw down the titles. And then he comes back for, like, let's say SummerSlam to take on. Let's say Daniel Bryan finally wins at SummerSlam. He'll take on Daniel Bryan then and say, well, you never beat me and I'm the true champion.
All right. Travis, what are your thoughts on this match?
All right. I'm going to follow up with my straight Daniel Bryan victory to lead into this three-way title match. And I'm going to go Batista. And I'm going with Batista because that's when someone from the authority, be it Triple H or whomever, steps in, interferes, Batista gets the title, completely turns him heel, completely turns Randy Orton face, and still the crowd is behind Daniel Bryan being screwed over, and then set him up for the title, perhaps, you know, storyline up to SummerSlam.
All right. Aaron, your thoughts?
You know, this is one I'm sure, like you guys, I struggled with. I got to go with Daniel Bryan, and the main reason here, Doug, I agree with you, WWE hates their fans, plain and simple. But I hope they don't hate their fans this much. And what I'm saying by that is that this has been going on for almost a year now, where Daniel Bryan has gotten screwed, he hasn't gotten a proper chance, and he's just this like lowly little guy that everybody keeps picking on. And if you really want to make a superstar or even a mega superstar, you have to have them win on the biggest stage of them all. I'm not saying give Daniel Bryan a year-long title run. You know, I'm not saying that at all. You let him hold the title, though, for now until SummerSlam even. That'll be plenty of time. But you have to give him a proper title run. I think now is the time, and so I'm going with Daniel Bryan.
All right. So I can tell you who's not going to win, Randy Orton. He will not retain. Let's just throw that out of the way, right? Randy Orton would not retain whatsoever. Now, Daniel Bryan will win. There's multiple reasons for this, but this would be the dumbest thing for them to do since releasing Spanky. So it's just one of those things. You can't have someone – he's more over than anyone I can remember. Like, it's to the Stone Cold what? No one's been that over since then, I believe. John Cena's there. He's a company guy. Big deal. But Daniel Bryan is so over. He can just do the yes chant. Even some of the – at the press conference yesterday – or yeah, yesterday, you could tell. Even some of the press knew what the fingers up in the air were. Come on. He's over. You can't beat someone down for so long. They did that, him versus Randy Orton, and they kept doing that run. I mean, what was it, like 6 pay-per-views in a row they wrestled for the title?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have to give it to the Goatface. And here's why I believe he's going to win, and I know what will happen the following day on Raw. So that's something we'll talk about later, though. So anyway, so let's go ahead.
I just want to say, I do agree with you guys. It is Daniel Bryan's time. I do want to see him win. But going back to my previous statement, WWE hates its fans. That's why I don't think he's going to win.
All right. So right now we have 8 matches. Do you think they're going to add one at some point?
No, I don't. I think that it's going to be 8 matches, which is kind of crazy. It's 7 for the main show. So 7 matches in 4 hours.
That's the thing. That's a lot of time. And I'm sorry, but Batista, Randy Orton, Batista blows up on the way down to the ramp. He's going to need a break at some point. So it's just one of those things.
Do you think his gimmick on his comeback is a stunt double for David Bowie in the Labyrinth?
Oh, gosh.
He says, look at these tight pants and look at this bulge. Admire it.
I'm surprised it's only 8, and that's, you know, it's 7 matches, and we're going to have 6 hours worth of wrestling. So from 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it's all wrestling, pretty much. Well, an hour and a half, and then you have 30 minutes maybe for a match, but that's a lot.
Did they have
some
kind of artist playing or musician?
Kid Rock is a theme song. It wouldn't surprise me if he plays, but that's a beer run. Is that the proper word? Smoke break, whatever you want to call it. It's time that you leave for a little bit. Kind of like the Divas match to a certain extent. But
pop quiz. How long is the network going to be out?
Oh, gosh, dude. You have no idea. You have no idea. I've actually contemplated. I have money set aside. This is messed up. I have money set aside just in case the stream starts screwing up the first hour into it. Because if it does, I'm going to get stuck paying for the pay-per-view.
So and the other question I want to ask you guys, Andy, I'm going to ask you first. Do you think that CM Punk is going to make an appearance at WrestleMania 30?
I'll tell you that just after we thank our sponsor, HostGator. Are you a blogger, a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. They offer unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, and one-click script installed with a free site builder and hands-on the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code WrestleMania, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what are you going to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. Doug, do you think CM Punk will make an appearance?
No.
He is done.
I want to see him come back. I really do. But I do not think that even if he wanted to come back, that they would allow him to come back for WrestleMania.
Okay. Do you believe, because in the meeting that CM Punk had, there's only 2 other people in that room. Do you believe that, how should I put it? Do you believe that this has all been a work?
I kind of want to say yes, just along the lines of it's something that you don't have to make an injury excuse for him to be gone from TV. This has built up such huge publicity with him being gone, and everybody is asking him, you know, oh, what do you think about CM Punk leaving? What do you think about CM Punk leaving? And it's built a lot and lot of advertisement for the WWE. So in that kind of regards, I think this is – I mean, if it is a work, it's a genius idea by WWE, because it got him the time he needs off to, you know, just recoup and, you know, help him with any kind of burnout that he has. And it got him huge publicity for doing it, because he wasn't going to do another pipe bomb. However, I don't know. With CM Punk and having his contract being done in the summer and listening to that last appearance that he made in Portland at the Comic-Con there, and he was talking about, I want to be done. I want to be done. The moment I leave is I'm not returning. So either it's been a setup since then, or he really is done.
Well, you never say never. Remember Brock Lesnar, his tattoo with the sword that goes up to his neck, that's a reminder that he will never do WWE again. He's back. So, Travis, what are your thoughts?
You know, as much as I want to try and give credit to the writers that this has been a work the entire time, I think he's completely done. I mean, Daniel Bryan has taken the show. You got a lot of guys stepping up in the shadows to be main eventers. And, you know, there's a name that you guys haven't mentioned at all yet by the name of Sting that I feel has an appearance coming up, whether it be post-WrestleMania, post-Undertaker-Lesnar match, or on Raw Monday night. But I know the Icon will be making an appearance eventually. And I know he's good for one fight from the forums that I've been reading.
The what? The four arms? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, the four arms. Yeah, that's what he's
saying. All right, Aaron, what do you think?
I don't think that CM Punk's going to make an appearance. I don't think that he's done, as many people know from listening to the show. I do think that CM Punk will eventually return. I think he was just burnt out. And I think that, you know, he is making a big mistake by not, you know, taking this huge paycheck. But I don't believe that we're going to see him at WrestleMania. But Andy, I kind of want to listen to you because it sounds like you have a conspiracy theory.
All right. Thanks to Doug Hahn. I'm surprised he didn't talk about this because I said something about it on the last Off the Mark. That was Off the Mark 2010. Or I'm sorry. Yeah. 210. Of course, that's how many episodes we've had. But Doug, you said something to me that I was shocked about. I was like, genius. What would be interesting is if Triple H did something, ref bump probably, and then all of a sudden someone, a fan came out and smacked the crap out of Triple H, started beating the crap out of him. They removed the hood and it's CM Punk.
I messaged you to see how to think about how big it would be if CM Punk came back for WrestleMania. And I mean, it was just one of those, you know, like I said, off the wall ideas that I would love to see, you know, Triple H, like get ready to do the pedigree and then CM Punk just come in and hit him and causing Daniel Bryan to win. And then, you know, it kind of could go into Aaron's idea of having a fatal four way because Triple H will put himself in that match because he didn't technically, quote unquote, lose it. And then it's a four-way match. And then, you know, again, have CM Punk come in like and ruin Triple H's chance to win the match, causing them to feud maybe until SummerSlam. But, you know, again, that's one of those where I love where our ideas should be used instead of WWE creative.
You know, so, well, I don't understand why we're not in the writing room right now, because right now we just threw some really good ideas out of things that are compelling storylines.
No, I'm not done. I'm not done with my thoughts.
Sorry. Wait, there's more.
You're right, though, Aaron. But here is my master plan. This match will happen, we'll say, at the first hour. So, like, at the 1 hour mark. And then what's going to happen is Triple H say this is, he's going to be furious and say a bunch of non-PG words. And then all of a sudden he's like, I'm going to be in that match regardless. It'll be a fatal four-way. Then CM Punk's going to come in and say, I was supposed to wrestle you at WrestleMania. That means I'm in that match. So you have a five-way match.
I don't know. I don't know about that. But
that way you actually have a decent match while Orton and Batista keep falling out of the ring because Batista's, you know, like gassed, of course. And Randy Orton, let's just put it this way, he's just kind of there.
I did think of something, though, that you kind of brought up that really made me think about this. There are seven matches for 4 hours, right? When you think about it, their match will probably be within the first hour, like you said, Andy, and something could happen where then Triple H is going to come back out in the second hour and make some sort of big announcement about him being put into that match.
Just and the feed will freeze and everyone will be furious.
I have an important announcement to make
because they haven't fixed the Xbox app yet. I'm just saying, I'm still a little mad about that. Can't watch anything live. Whatever.
David Arquette comes out of the crowd, sneaks in a quick three count, name him the champion. Vince Russo wins.
Oh, gosh. Vince Russo.
So, Doug, let's ask you, what are your expectations for this year's WrestleMania?
But before we get into his expectations, I want to announce something that we have a giveaway. Believe it or not, we have a giveaway for this show. We'll announce it on our post show for WrestleMania. But I got something the other day. It is this. It is the 30
it's
years.
It's an audio podcast, by the way.
Okay, I'm showing you guys this. It's the 30 years of WrestleMania. It's been touched a couple times by me just looking at it. And if someone can, all you have to do is at reply us and say that you want this. In some creative way, I don't care what you say, just say something. And of course, it's Off the Mark 86 @reply. And you'll get this, believe it or not. I will send it to you. I'll get in contact with you and we'll DM the address. Or I'll just DM the address to me and then you will have it sent to you as soon as possible. So, as Aaron was saying, Doug, what are your expectations for this year's WrestleMania?
You know, after the last pay-per-view, my expectations for WrestleMania were not very high. And then going into it, I have enjoyed the Yes Movement build up to it. And you know what? It's still not to me, it's not going to be one of the best WrestleManias ever, but I don't think it's going to be one of the worst ones either, via Cena versus Miz. So I am looking a little bit forward to the main event, being that the championship is actually going to be the main event too. You know, it is pretty good. You know, they threw the 30-man Andre the Giant Battle Royal. That was a new kind of curve to it, which I actually really, really like. I wish they would put kind of some stipulation, like if you win the 30-man Battle Royal, you get this. You become the number one contender, or you get, you know, something else besides just a trophy. Maybe, you know, a title shot or money, kind of a money in the bank kind of thing, but something along those lines. Maybe they'll build up to that next year or several years from now, but we'll see. Undertaker, Lesnar, you know, I am kind of getting tired of watching Undertaker wrestle only once a year, but you know what? We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I was very shocked when it was Undertaker versus
CM Punk.
HBK the first time. I didn't think that was going to be a big match or a good match at all, and I think that is one of the best matches in WrestleMania history. So I want to see something good out of them, but I just don't expect it.
All right, Travis, what are your expectations for this year's WrestleMania?
I think everything's going to go according to plans. Sadly, no new surprises, even though this is number 30. I mean, you know, it's been kind of a letdown recently, so I can't get my hopes up. I mean, we all wish for a, you know, special outcome with some actual creative writing to this, but I think it's going to go, you know, accordingly.
All right. And Aaron, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm going to echo actually a little bit of both their sentiments. I do think that this is going to be a better WrestleMania than we have seen in years past. I know, I mean, like Cena, Miz for a main event, you know, or even Triple H versus Randy Orton a few years back. Like that was a main event of WrestleMania, you know, like really? This one I think is going to be better. I think the actual main event will feel like a real main event for wrestling fans, because we're not going to see Rock versus Cena for the second time, or, you know, Cena versus Miz. We're going to see real wrestlers in the main event, and I'm really excited for that. And also, even though Taker, Lesnar, we know what the outcome is going to be, I think that could be a really physical match. And Cena Wyatt may surprise us. I think that could be a big surprise. So I think that all in all, I think that there are some really good wrestling matches there. I do wish, though, that there were about two more that they could add to the card and make it 9 matches total as opposed to 7.
Do you remember back in the day when WCW ran pay-per-views and they always had 9 matches?
At least.
I kind of, but of course, those matches with, you know, curtain to curtain were like 10 minutes, but still, that's the second point.
Juventud Guerrero.
Exactly. The Juventud Guerrero. So here's my expectations for this year's WrestleMania. Since I'll have some people over, here's what's going to happen. 4 times the feed will go down. 4 times. All right? And the Xbox 360 app will still not be fixed. So not that I'm a little upset about that, but I am. So who knows? But I guess going to the card itself, I'm happy with every one of the matches. I'm interested.
Especially the Divas match, right?
Well, the Divas match, it there's a twist to it. That's the thing. It's not like it's AJ Lee versus, Nikki or the Bella Twins. Or it's pretty much AJ Lee versus all the Divas. Realistically, Naomi should win it for, you know, total Divas sake, but it's not going to happen. AJ Lee, to make her even more powerful, she wins it. And I think that could also bring maybe someone like Paige up and have Paige versus AJ Lee, which would be actually a really good match. When you go with the fact that the tag team turmoil, or whatever you want to call it, I'm actually disappointed that this match is on the pre-show. That's, I guess, my biggest problem, is that it's a pre-show match. But, oh well, it happens. Shield versus Authority, I'm excited for that. That could go multiple ways. The 30-man Battle Royale, I'm excited they finally decided to do this. Cena versus Bray, man, there's a lot of things that can happen there. Lesnar, Taker, we already know that. Triple H, Daniel Bryan, another one. And then, of course, the final match, I'm just looking forward to. I think it's going to be awesome. I can't wait for it, dude. So I'm actually excited about this series WrestleMania, even though I just went over all the matches again. But I'm pumped. I'm so excited. So anyway, so do you guys have anything else you want to leave everyone who's been listening to the show this entire time and listen to me ramble on about nothing? No, Travis? No? Doug? No? Aaron?
Give me one more Kurt Angle, Brock Lesnar, and I'll be happy.
Okay, here's one thing I'll throw out real quick. Does Shane McMahon make an appearance? Here comes the money, baby. So anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. And also make sure you send an @reply to us and you can win something awesome from us. I want to thank Indy6 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And for Doug Hahn, Travis Peterson, and Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.